Hi, I'm Kate McGee.
And I'm Brooke Johnson.
And we will be investigating the Anastasia Romanoff case.
This case dates back to 1917, when the Romanoff family was gruesomely executed. The family had four girls and one boy. The family included Nicholas Romanoff, Tsar of Russia, Alexandra Romanoff, Tsarina of Russia, and their five children, which were Olga, Tatiana, Maria, Anastasia, and Alexei. Due to DNA testing and new modern technology, we will provide you with eye-opening evidence brought to light in the past few years. Many conspiracy theories have popped up over the past years, and we're going to try and solve what really happened. Let's see if any of those conspiracy theories really hold a secret to what happened that day.
The Romanoff family has had a pretty interesting background. Their dynasty started in 1613, but suddenly came crashing down in 1917 when the Russian Civil War was happening. This was an unfortunate time because it was also the same time as World War I. The Bolsheviks, known as the Reds, no longer wanted the royal family in power and took matters into their own hands. The anti-Bolsheviks, known as the Whites, made several attempts to try and negotiate with the Reds to have the royal family transferred. The reason that the Bolsheviks wanted the family moved was because even though Nicholas Romanoff gave up his power, the Reds still worried that he would still be seen as king and that he would eventually get his power back, and they decided that they could not be too unsure. The day of the assassination, the Romanoff's guards flipped and joined the Bolsheviks, stabbing them in the back. So when they were being transferred, the guards took them to the Alexander Palace where the family was imprisoned. Then they were taken to Tobolsk, and then again moved to Yekaterinburg, and that is where they were killed. The interesting thing about this case is that when they found the bodies of the Romanoff family, there were two bodies missing. So what happened to those bodies?
Let's go over how the Romanoffs were killed. As we know, they were imprisoned by their own guards and taken to Alexander Palace. But it is a little unclear of what actually happened, because this was a while ago and we were not there. So, as we know, they were moved from house to house and eventually got to the house where they would be murdered, the Ipatev House in Yekaterinburg. They were kept there for a month before the Bolsheviks killed them. That night, it's still unclear what day it was, the family was woken up and told they had to pack their things because they would be moving again. They put on clothes, but they were not just clothes, because as a way to hide their jewelry, Alexandra sewed all of the jewelry they brought into the clothes. She did this so that the Bolsheviks would not find it and take it. There are pages and pages of evidence of all the jewelry they brought. Literally, there are tons of jewelry they brought. They had all their things packed and were ready to leave when unexpectedly they were shot. The attackers didn't only use guns, they also used bayonets and their own fist. The horrible thing about this is that the Bolsheviks had been planning this attack for days. The public found out that the family had been executed, but they were not sure how or where the bodies were. There are seven graves, however, two of the bodies are not in the grave. These bodies belong to Anastasia, who was the youngest daughter of the family, and Alexei, the only son of the Romanov family. The location of the bodies was kept a secret by Soviet leaders, so that leaves us with the question of why would they move the bodies of the two youngest children? Or did the children somehow survive the attack?
In 1920, some impersonators started coming out saying that they were Anastasia Romanoff, the Grand Duchess. These are where the theories came that the children might have not died with the rest of the family. The most well-known impersonator was Anna Anderson. Many people believe that she really was Anastasia because she looked like her. In the picture comparison, Anna does look like a grown-up version. I believe that Anna really thought that she was Anastasia because she claimed that she was until 1984 when she died. DNA tests, however, have proved that she was not. But this brings up the thought that is there any way that Anastasia could have survived and maybe made a promise to the Bolsheviks that she would never come back as Anastasia? I feel like it would be very difficult to kill a 17-year-old girl, so maybe they let her free. A theory of how she could have survived is that the jewelry in the clothes could have blocked the bullets from hitting the body, but I don't believe that because they also used bayonets, and that is what killed Anastasia.
As of now, there isn't too many theories as to what happened because this is just the beginning of the case. However, we can tell you what we were thinking happened. A theory I believe that may be possible is that the Bolsheviks purposely let Anastasia go because she didn't pose as a threat to the Bolsheviks, because the Bolsheviks were only really concerned about the royal family still being seen as if they had power and Nicholas Romanov was a leader. But the only real threat to that happening would be Alexei, the only boy of the family, which would be the heir to the throne, and Nicholas Romanov, who originally held the power.
I believe that it can be possible that Anastasia could have survived. It would be very difficult to kill a 17-year-old, even for the Bolsheviks. That just makes me think about what if she was alive and she was just living her life very different from how it was when she was royal. What if she had a job, a new family, and her own kids, and she's probably just trying her best to put it all behind?
There is still a lot of confusion about what day they were killed, where the bodies of Anastasia and Alexei are, or if there even is bodies. But hopefully we will uncover these unclear questions in the next episode. Thanks for listening.